Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. And yes, I'll shut that up in about, 16 days. So phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott. Ashley's at the helm. Good morning. What day is this?
Good morning. It's National Moose Day, like the chocolate mousse, which I'm a big fan of. Of course, it's Cyber Monday. And along with that is Computer Security Day.
Oh, well, that's probably a good idea. My accounts are so secure, I can't get into them.
Did you notice that your iPhone had an upgrade?
Yeah.
That happened to me. And so when I pressed, when I pressed for Siri, instead of it having, you know, the little line that shows like a voice, you know, in a recording, it's a round circle.
Yeah, mine did that too.
Okay. Hey.
And I go, Siri, but I have to admit... Who? When was Deadwood the series on? Deadwood the series was on 2004 to 2006. Oh, who starred in the series? Timothy Oliphant, and it goes down the list. Mm. It's scary.
All right.
So now they want you to put Alexis in every room of your house. Did you know that?
No.
Did you see that, Ashley?
I'm sure the people selling the product want you to have as much of the product as possible.
It's so now that when you say, Alexis, play this, it's in every room of your house.
Smart home.
Can you imagine this?
Smart home creeps me out.
Yeah, they say that, you know what, they can't record. I don't believe that for a second. Okay, there's my paranoia. It can't record you. It's not listening to you. Well, of course it's listening to you. It has to listen to
you. Hard drive space is super cheap now.
Oh,
so
man.
So assuming they have a half-decent compression, they could store for a lot of stuff.
There are things said in our house that, I mean by people coming over. I mean, imagine this. I mean, this is just something. Can you imagine being able to tap into this? They will never be one of those devices in my house.
Well, let's get into... revision. I'd love to do a revision of the Thanksgiving weekend. Let's start a little bit with, should we do the weather first and then go into it?
That's a good idea.
Okay. So, looks like we're going to have a high of, frost and then 63. Overnight lows tonight will be 39. Tomorrow calls for sunny with a high of 66. Overnight lows of 38. As we progress through the week, it's just, there's no rain. All right, so the sprinklers went back on for us. Anyway, Wednesday, sunny with a high of 68, overnight lows of 38. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 67, overnight lows of 37. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts.
Propane.
Yeah, propane. Shasta Gas Propane. And 365-2793. Okay.
Our Thanksgiving was different this year for the first time in 13 years.
Well, many people have.
Well, no. And I was going to get it. Okay. But you're right. When I put that on Facebook saying what we did, there were. Did you see all the comments on that? By any
I
chance?
Didn't.
Many people had exactly the same Thanksgiving that we did. Exactly. Two of us.
Well, I would like to share this story because this morning I drove through a Naked Coffee and I got my coffee this morning and the lovely
you
owner
drove naked
there.
Through what? Oh, Naked Coffee.
And I drove through anyway. So, and I said, "How was your Thanksgiving?" She said, "I'm not going to lie to you. I was bummed." She goes, "It's just me and my two daughters." And, you know, we're used to having these huge, you know, celebratory, you know, feasts of 15, 20 people at a table and start with the mimosas or the bloody, whatever it is that you do, your punch or whatever, the games. It's we have these traditions. And I just want to share a story because on Thanksgiving morning, personally, I got up early and set the table with china. I did the china from my mother, and set it for three people. I had a girlfriend that I'm not wasn't sure if she was going to come or not, but I just did it for three. And then a very lovely lady called early in the morning.
And you know who this is because she's listening right now.
And
good morning.
Good morning. And she started off by saying, I'm just so thankful, Carl, for all the, you know, she just went on about how you had helped with her husband, who was a veteran and those kinds of things. And, but it was a beautiful, heartfelt, a gratitude moment. And, I said, you know, we have a table set for three. Why don't we have Carl come and get you and bring you over? I mean, we have a place. We'd love to have you join us. And she said, well, no, I'm okay alone. I'm okay. It's not like, you know, I called just to tell you I'm thankful and grateful. And she said, really, frankly, I'd like to be alone today and do, you know, do my thing or whatever. And so we went, okay. And then she says, oftentimes we would set an extra
every time.
We would set a place at our table for Jesus.
There'd always be three spots at the table, one for Jesus. It was,
and that
wow.
Just really shifted.
Yeah.
And so I shared that this morning as I drove through, and she was, because she's been bummed, and people have been bummed, and people, you know, have been, like, they're afraid of, you know, weary about the COVID, and what if, and I have a good girlfriend who doesn't have COVID, but tested positive for the antibody, which means that, evidently, I asked her yesterday, and she's going in for chemo. Somewhere, she had COVID and didn't know it.
Totally without symptoms.
Except for she's had a headache. But she moved to Texas, and so she was thinking it was allergies and stuff in the air or whatever. But, so, anyway, you can go to every family, to every person on the street, every store, shopkeeper, somebody has a story about how they're feeling morose, feeling down in the mouth. I know I have been, as our trip was canceled and, you know, things that we've been looking forward to. Many people have been feeling like that. But I wanted to remind you, Carl, and our listeners that maybe listen years and years and years ago, when I was across town doing the morning show, you were in Iraq. You were serving in Iraq during Thanksgiving. This would have been like 2005, 2006.
2006.
And you had arranged through your channels that I could call you and you could talk to me live from Fallujah. And I would ask you during the live program in the morning, how are things on the ground? How are your troops? How is everybody feeling? And that really dawned on me this morning about those people that are serving our country elsewhere in the world, what they have to do to conjure up in their mind, them missing family, them feeling lonely for not having the things that make them feel good, but they're doing something that's for a higher good.
Well, and there's one other thing.
What?
They are with their family. They're with their brothers and their sisters. They are with family. I had, you know, our version of Thanksgiving there with my guys. We're all together. And, yeah, it was, you know, it's, you know, for me, it was less because, you know, I was single and I knew my daughter and her family were fine and that my mother had already passed away that year and my sister and brother were fine. But I had my family surrounding me that day, and that helps. Now, we gotta make a run for a break right here. But there's something else too, is that this was tough on a lot of people. This day, you know, Thanksgiving was tough. They couldn't see family. Some people did. In fact, a member of our family went to an event that from his wife's family put on. There was 25 people there at the same time. my sister, it was a son of my sister, he's my nephew, went to one of those while Sandy and Steve had their other son over for Thanksgiving because he couldn't visit his wife's family because he's a first responder. He's a lieutenant in the Chattanooga Fire Department, and he's a first responder, and he couldn't visit his wife's family because her dad's got COPD. So he can't even get near him. So this thing is impacting on everybody like that, but it's impacting on all of us except, you know, the elite up there, and I don't want to get into that. But everybody's trying to do what they can on this to control COVID. And then I read an article that I'm going to put on Facebook today. I may touch on it a little bit. That talks about the death rates during this time period. And there's no difference between the death rates this year, really, statistically, than there are than other years. I know it seems strange, but the death rates are the same. So when you get into this, and the only thing you can, and then we have a vaccine that they're talking about will come out before Christmas. Millions of shots for that. So we'll see. When we come back, we're going to be talking about something else. But this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. The one thing that can help you on this.
And a constant
is a good night's sleep. Now, a good night's sleep doesn't begin until you go to bed, where one of us goes to bed at a much reasonable hour, more reasonable hour than the other. In this case, Linda goes to bed, and I'll be in there, and I'll be reading or looking at a computer, which is all the bad things. Well, reading's okay. But being on a computer, having the TV set on in the background is not the way to get ready to go to sleep. But once I turn the light out, boom, my Sleep Number bed sucks me in there, and I go to sleep. My Sleep Number setting is 55. And Linda?
My Sleep Number setting last night was 45, and I believe, we've gone way over time. Anyway, we love our Sleep Number bed, and it's the best gift you can get somebody. I'm telling you, yourself and your family and your children, because sleep is essential, especially now for your health, for your wellness, for your mind. It is good to get a good night's sleep. It's how you forge forward through the times that we're in.
Regenerate.
And they're located in the Target Shopping Center. Go today and see what their specials are.
Discover proven quality sleep for a limited time. Save up to $1,000 on a new Sleep Number 360 smart bed and base, plus special financing. Only at Sleep Number at the Target Shopping Center. We set her on sleepnumber.com. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Did you know that lung cancer is the number one cause of cancer deaths amongst both men and women, and that smoking or vaping are major risk factors? November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Let's save lives by helping people kick smoking and vaping, and by encouraging past smokers to get regular screenings. If you or someone in your life needs support to quit smoking or vaping, talk with your healthcare provider. This public service message is brought to you by Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and Pace Cancer Center.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh, it's chilly outside.
Yeah, welcome
36
back.
36 degrees.
Welcome back. Okay.
I can make noises.
You can make noises. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 722 in the morning. 37 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Organization. It's also among the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They are constantly learning new ways of helping people, like the TAVR valve replacement that they're working, that they have people now, I think, able to perform that valve replacement without opening your chest up. Now, all this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Okay, shout-outs.
I want to do a shout-out to some local businesses. First of all, as many of you know, this was a COVID. We're all experiencing that. But we thought we were going to be on our vacation, so we did not get the fresh Christmas tree. Shasta College, the last 2 years, we've had Shasta College Christmas trees. And, you know, we go out there to the farming area. And, you can get a tree, and that's very cool because you're supporting the college in doing so. So yesterday we were thinking, we always like to try to give something to the customers who have been with us for a long time. And I mean, I can always bake cookies, or we've gotten a pie, or we've done that kind of thing. But this year, and if you're one of our sponsors and you're listening, this is what we're going to get. But so we went.
No surprise.
Well, we called Peter Griggs and asked if they made a certain thing, and he said no, but we do have poinsettias. So we ordered online, and it was interesting to go through the entrance, because I felt like when we went through the entrance of Shasta College, we were going through like a major point check that would have been like you're entering another country.
What's your name? My name is Bot. What's your first name?
The guy there in the computer.
He said, what would the name be under? I said, Linda Bot. He goes, make sure you have your mask on. You can pass.
What are you here for?
Oh, yeah. What are you here for?
Okay.
We thought we'd out here. We thought we'd demonstrate on the quad, all yes. two of us. Anyway, they sent us back, followed the Christmas trees, got stopped again right at the as we were going in there to find out if we were going to pick up a tree or what. By a young lady who'd been on the show before.
Right.
She works in the
that's the second
in the pig section of she has to college.
Second point check. Then they were waiting for us because then she radioed the other people and then the teacher,
yeah,
who teaches the nursery. What would that be called? Like when you're a a master gardener, okay, and took me back to the poinsettias. So we got these beautiful poinsettias that the college students grow from seedlings. So that was cool. It was very organic because we have to pick up more because they were big. So,
but they're reasonably priced, and they're beautiful, red and white ones, and but mm-hmm. they grew them all right there.
Right.
And they had a big, really good, good-sized greenhouse, and most of them were gone.
And she talked about the soil that they use in growing those. She said your average commercial poinsettias are made with a certain kind of
non-organic soil.
Some kind of soil that could be very toxic, and so the soil that they have is anything special. Anyway, so that was very cool. Second thing is that we want to do a shout-out because I've had a premonition, and this is what I want to share with our listeners. You know, when you wake up and you think, oh, I got to call that person, oh, I got to do that thing. Well, we have an insert fireplace. And I've been in this house now 15 years. I can't even believe that. That blows my mind. Anyway, so I've had this. I've actually heard a couple stories of people who had insert fireplaces, and there's been a fire that started. Well, this was I've been running this thing for years. It's got the fan, et cetera. And so I called Rainbow Hearth, and they are so booked up. Anyway, a couple weeks later, I had it on the wrong day. I thought they were coming another day. So they come to the front door. I've got my robe on. I was just completely lost in something else. And this guy shows up and he goes, you got a fireplace? I said, you've got the wrong house. And he looks at me and he goes, is this, you do have a fireplace and is this age? So just like, you know, it all came unfolding in front of my eyes, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. So he comes in. Well, what was interesting for the last 15 years, the intake and the outtake have been opposite. So the flame from the fire, it's electric to turn the fan on, but it's gas to turn it on. He had to replace some components, and the fire's been burning super high. It's not burning as high now. But my point is, they came in. He said, your input is really – so he called his
intake.
Boss.
Intake.
Intake, sorry. So he called his boss, and his boss – so the two guys there trying to figure it out. But anyway, they came in, and they did it. Another story of a wonderfully family-owned – he's the son. His dad has owned it. They have history about this fireplace.
His wife runs the books.
And his mother-in-law and somebody works upstairs and a fan. The best friend is a business partner and his wife. And so, yeah, that's just so cool.
And they're our chimney sweeps.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you have a gas fireplace insert where you don't have especially to worry about the chimney itself, everything that's in that can be adjusted and should be adjusted about every 10 years, he said.
Yeah,
so
well, it was
time. We were only like probably 20 years over. Hey, I do have another shout-out. That's Rob Burrows in the Homeward Bound Military Family Support. I went over there and dropped off a dinner for veterans that may be having some problems, you know, due to the being off jobs and everything that's going during this damn virus. And he had Rob is doing most of this by himself, but he does have a group of volunteers, Debbie and Tom Johnson and others, many others. But he had 100 turkeys there. I dropped off my turkey. They were going to be able to feed and they did feed 100 families on Thanksgiving. I just want to give a big shout out to Rob Burrows. But and you think, well, gosh, I didn't know about that. Well, you should need to pay attention to our station more. But they're doing it again for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I would really like people to give Rob a call at 378-2280 and find out just what you can do.
You mean doing it again for Christmas?
Doing it again. Did I say Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I meant for Christmas.
Okay, just have
doing it again. Yeah. For Christmas, and right. We're going to do it again. And I urge people out there to be able,
right.
A frozen turkey. I tell you what, everything I bought, everything I could think of for a Thanksgiving dinner, it cost mm-hmm. me all of $50.
Mm-hmm.
So and we're going to do that again. So we may do it twice.
All right, coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to a special guest as well as giving away. We're going to have a trivia question. Not going to tell you what it is yet, but, polish up your Christmas facts because we're going to be giving away two wonderful tickets to the Reading Garden of Lights as well as $30 Black Bear Diner.
Get your computers out. I had no idea what the answer was.
That's the half the fun. Not going to tell you what it is yet.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and my buddy Ted. Big shout out to Ted. He had COVID. Ted is recovering now. 2 days in a hospital, all types of things going on, but he is recovering now. He's a person you wouldn't think that COVID would take down like it did, but it can affect all of us and all of us in different ways. But all of the classes that are being taught that are scheduled are being taught. We've got all of those. We have literally dozens and dozens of people that we're going to be training this weekend. But it's the most complete CCW training in Northern California. Plus, you can get classes on pistol safety, advanced pistol, tactical carbine, all of these classes, all through Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check out countyccw.com or Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burned, 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 the ring of fire.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals is taking part in Operation Holiday Salute by thanking our local veterans for their service. Snow's is your complete celebration headquarters, proudly serving Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity counties. They provide decorations and rentals for your special event, including weddings, corporate and business events, memorials, and gatherings. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call today, 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process. This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In November, we're discussing tricks of the trade and how to make your story really sing during this NaNoWriMo month. And in December, we're discussing frequently asked questions by you, our listeners.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go.
Come back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning, 37 degrees out there. Does look like it's going to be nice and sunshiny.
Petulia Clark, can we just do a shout out to wonderful, one of my favorite artists of all time, Petulia Clark.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm sure she listens to her too. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And Judy's been doing this since 1993. She has built up a group of professionals there that can help you with insurance or financial advice. And she does an astonishingly great job. We have our insurance with her, and we know many other people that also do because she delivers the goods. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, we give them a call at 221-0441. We're with Suzanne Russell, who is owns Carousel. And
beautiful boutique downtown.
We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but you're here for another reason. We're talking about First Friday.
First Friday is downtown Reading. This is a new idea, but in other cities it's been happening for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And basically we're just asking people to come out downtown intentionally.
Right.
Every first Friday of the month for the next 12 months, we're going to just try this and see what kind of response we can get from the community as far as coming downtown, parking, walking, visiting multiple places, whether you want to grab a drink, grab a meal, window shop, come check out some of the locally owned businesses downtown.
Because there's a lot of new ones.
They're popping up.
They are.
You know, see the new street, see the new sign, just experience. And, you know, if you don't want to go inside anywhere, you can stay outside,
now,
walk
have
your
you,
dog.
You're coming here today. We do know that you took over from Sam. You bought Carousel. You brought in your own, you know, it's like somebody who buys a restaurant, kept the name, put in your own personality and your own vibe. And you have you're a great shopper. I mean, you know, you do have one of us. Somebody wants to find something interesting that you're not going to see everywhere. Carousel's the place. And super quality. You've got great stuff.
Thank you so much.
All right. So with that,
I put my face up against the window because I'm, you know, you're closed. And I put it up there and I look inside. And I used to fight my way through there, but I don't have to anymore. But that's for a little bit later time. First Friday, and I ran outside to talk to our next guest.
Well, First Friday, of course, because you're a downtown business, you're very involved in this. So there's probably a group of people that got together and said, let's do something to encourage people. We're going to stay open different hours, longer hours, the first Friday of the month, which I think is brilliant. Of course, we're masking up. You know, everybody's doing what they can do, because if you can go into Walmart or some place on Black Friday, which I understand was record number, you can go to these little boutiques, mask up, stay clean, wear your gloves, whatever you're going to do. And let's talk about the first Friday. Let's talk about the businesses staying open and what the more about the first Friday.
Yeah, so First Friday Downtown Reading is what we're calling it. And it's basically rain or shine every first Friday of the month from 5 to 8 p.m. And everyone will just stay open, be around, lights on, and it gives us kind of an opportunity to experience downtown Reading and the changes that are happening with other people. So if there's a group of people out, it's not as scary to come down here. You know, you got to come down and really see what's changing, the positive things that are happening.
And let me just say is that the streets, and we're going to talk a little bit about it later, are a lot more shopper friendly than,
right.
than they were 4 weeks ago. And like I said, that'll be in the next segment. But Viva Downtown and all this, and it just is a coincidence that the Christmas tree lighting is going to be this Friday, too.
Yes.
Now, this isn't going to be like a regular Christmas tree lighting, except that they're not inviting the public, and they are asking people to watch it live on Viva Downtown's Facebook page. Again, to try and keep a bunch of people, try and separate people. I'm sure some people will come down.
Mm-hmm.
But again, masking and separation and all this, and you are outside. But this is, you hit a big thing there, Linda, with we sure can't have big box stores open.
Right.
How come they're essential and our stores aren't? I've never figured that one out.
What's
the difference between going to a smaller business than a larger business, except you're probably more safe in a smaller business?
I mean, really, the things that the smaller businesses have put into place, I feel much safer going to locally owned places than I do Target. And
yeah, look at Target. I'm like, gosh.
It's crazy.
They wear their mask over the, on the top of their head, some of them do.
Under their nose.
Okay. Anyway, the thing is that we have so many great stores, so many local businesses here. And now, as you said, there are so many new places opening up. And give us about another 2 months. And watch, you know, when they've opened up the old Dickinson building now that KT Boys have done. There's Brent Weaver's over on Pine Street.
Yeah.
On that one's opening up. We've got right down the street here on right within, I mean, you can throw a baseball and hit it. They've got a new plant store. And they're going to, an architect is opening.
That's my husband's new office.
Oh, is that your husband's new office? Okay.
Yep.
Well, and the reason he came downtown, if I can believe what was written in the paper, was the fact that this is a vibrant part of our mm-hmm. city, and he could see you moving into that is going to be good for the business and in the city.
Yeah, and he was south on Pine, so he was already downtown. I mean, we live downtown. For us, downtown Reading is it's downtown or bust
right.
for us. We are in.
We live downtown. We're literally 5 minutes from here.
Okay.
And but you're absolutely right. And it's just been it's just been great watching it grow like this.
So Suzanne, owner of Carousel, you had talked about how we're talking the first Friday, so the focus is on first Friday, but let's back up a minute because you said that over the weekend there was pop up shops where the park is.
Yes. We had a very, very successful pop-up market-style event at the food truck park Saturday. So it was Small Business Saturday. And just to be encouraging of shopping local and being outside, the park was gracious enough to host. And we had 17 vendors in the park.
Wow.
And honestly, people were like, thank you so much for having this. I feel normal. I felt normal today. It was like therapy.
Mm.
And people, you know, brought their kids, brought their dogs, wore their masks, and had a great day. And the weather was 70 degrees.
Yes, yes.
So it was great.
We might
make that an annual
on Thanksgiving
event.
Weekend or, That was really, I wish that was publicized more. We would have liked to have talked about that on the morning show. But so we're here moving forward talking about December 4th. That is the first Friday every month, every Friday for 12 months. You're going to do this where the downtown businesses are those who have decided to throw their hat in the ring.
Yep.
Most downtown businesses that are retail will be open from 5 to 8.
Yes.
And this is important because we, as we know, we should be shopping local. If you can't find it in your local store, then you can get to go to a big box store. And the reason we say that is because we have our locals who are working there. They pay taxes here. And the last resort, and the very last resort, mm-hmm. is going online. because we have got so many opportunities to buy wonderful things here at our local stores. Christmas gifts, clothing, if you needed that, oh, I need that new power drill for Christmas. Well, Ace Hardware, right down the street here. It's a local store, locally owned.
Yep.
Looking at that as opposed, well, I'm going to go online on Cyber Monday today. I've never gone on Cyber Monday and bought a thing.
No.
Ever. And I know you haven't, Linda.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I tell you what, we're here with Suzanne Russell, owner of Carousel. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And I just, for a couple minutes, like to talk about a Facebook post you made that
sure.
I think has had a tremendous impact. I know it had a tremendous impact on the number of people that saw it. But I think it also had a tremendous impact on things that occurred after it. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Radiant Home Helpers, is your loved one needing some extra help at home? During this COVID crisis, a lot of the caregivers can't get out. Sharon Clark has stepped up and has been helping so many people during this time frame. Whether it was an operation or a hip operation, shoulder operations, you need some help a couple times a week, maybe a couple hours a day. Well, Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. But because of this, she's looking for some amazing people to become caregivers, whether it's full-time or part-time. Sharon Clark will only put people in your home that she would have in her own home. And that's a big thing to say. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Ready and Home Helpers, 7:46 in the morning, 37 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
So the tree is
silver bells. Silver bells,
silver bells,
it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring. Soon it'll be Christmas day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style, in the air.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2, Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-401-00 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C., 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals would like to take this moment to thank our veterans for their service. Snow's has been in Reading since 1994 and is your complete celebration headquarters with their decorations and rentals, including tables and chairs, linens, centerpieces, and so much more. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For we need Christmas right this very minute.
Welcome back to our morning show. This is Carl and Linda Bott on this Monday morning. Ooh, it's chilly. 37 degrees in the downtown studios. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show goes to one of our favorite places that have been with us since the day we started on the air, and that's Four Winds Jewelry. The owners of Four Winds Jewelry have been in business for many years.
Both sets.
That's right, both sets of owners. 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading for all your jewelry needs. They is the only watch repairman, really somebody who can literally go inside your timepiece of whatever generation it comes from and fix it. They will find stones for you. They'll build rings for you. And if you want to have something appraised, they do that as well. So shout out to Four Winds Jewelry. They've been with us for 12 years.
2225 Hilltop
Drive. That's right. And with us this morning is Susan Russell, the owner of Carousel. The first segment we talked about, the first Friday that your downtown business, which we know is next to the Veterans Hall in that area there, which is a beautiful boutique. You and other businesses will, on the first Friday of the month, will start this 12-month series of being open from 5 to 8.
Yes.
But recently, starts this Friday.
This Friday.
Let's talk about the fact that Carl had some great stuff. He read a post that you did
on Facebook.
That you put out on Facebook.
And can you tell us what that post was, Suzanne?
Yeah, so I was trying to decide who to vote for city council, and we don't have to get into all that, but we started through COVID this year. We started lovingly referring to Yuba Street as Skid Row. And, you know, I think Carousel's been there almost 10 years. And that street has every year gotten worse and worse and worse. So I posted on Facebook just to try to kind of restart that conversation about what can we do about this? Why is it not changing year after year? And I understand there's some state legislation issues we're dealing with.
Oh, yeah, AB 109. Prop 4757, and then the Gov released something like 18,000 prisoners due to COVID.
Yeah, and just this year.
And we couldn't take people to the prison, so half of our jail was filled up with people who had been found guilty in court, so we had to turn more people loose on the street.
All right, fast forward.
Yeah, so I post this, you know, kind of a question, kind of statement, you know, who should I vote for? Because who's got a solution to this? And It caused quite a long conversation, about a week's worth of city council people coming in and chatting and
coming into your business.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And my customers just saying, oh my gosh, thank you for bringing that up again, because I can't bring my kids down here when I come to Carousel, or I won't park on the other side of the tracks. And I just think that is unacceptable.
It is unacceptable. We shared that and got, I don't know, close to 1,000 hits just from sharing it. And my comment was essentially, she's absolutely right. Well, since then, what's happened?
Since then, we're on 4 weeks now of Yuba Street feeling much better.
Much safer.
Much safer. And, you know, I really have to hand it to our police department, our PD. I mean, if I had to arrest and move along the same people every day.
Right.
They know who they are. And
yes.
But we had a different group down there in Yuba Street. And this group that we, you know, that are usually down there, I mean, you see them, they're not, yeah, they're homeless, but they're not, it's the same ones. But all of a sudden, in August, this new group came in. And I noticed it because I go down to the post office nearly every day.
Right.
We have things going at that Veterans Hall. And that was just sad because they're everywhere in there. And Linda tried to mail letters by, you know, you drive through that alleyway.
Yes.
Tried to just to drop off. And she had to almost ask permission to drive through them.
Yes.
So after you wrote that and the city council came down, and there was one other thing that happened. It was Election Day. And that was a poll place, the Veterans Hall. The police came through there a couple of days before and swept it and then were sweeping it during that time. And that post that you put out and the city council coming down finally got their attention because, like you said, I've gone down there. I've gone there during November, and there's nobody down there.
Well, it was
maybe one or two, but it's the ones that have always been down there.
Yeah.
And even Randy, the hot dog guy, has noticed this too.
But we thank you, Susan, for your post and for being active. And that's what I said, Suzanne Russell. Thank you.
Okay. Well, okay.
Did you think I said another name?
I thought you said Susan. That's okay.
Suzanne,
I'm just pointing.
Okay, Suzanne Russell, the owner of Carousel. We thank you for that because I believe a perfect storm is what made the change.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, people are, not just me, but other business owners are down there and people that work at the courthouse walk into Carnegie's. And, I mean, Julie at Carnegie's has put up with this for years. And
oh, yeah.
It's, well, you know, we're all in it together. And
we noticed down there is that, you know, we have those really nice, it's kind of a thing on the corners.
The glass,
you know, busted out and all this. And it's just, there's no reason for it. It's just destruction. And, you know, I mean, the post office still has that fence up to defend themselves.
And that is the coolest looking post office.
Oh,
I mean,
deco.
Yuba Street is,
yeah,
amazing.
Right.
It is amazing. And if they can keep those people off that street, and people go, well, you just move them, they just go someplace else. Yeah, they do. So then you find that space, and you move them from that space until they get the idea is that if you want a place to go to, that we have the Good News Rescue Mission, guess what? You
right.
can sleep there. There's no proselytizing going on there for
right.
30 days. They'll let you sleep there.
And staying vigilant about this, I understand, is, you know, you get weary. But RPD is just, they're doing a great job right now. So hats off to them.
And what are your hours with Carousel when it's not the first Friday of the month? You're open Wednesday?
Right now I'm open Tuesday through Sunday, 12 to 5, because before and after normal business hours, we're offering private appointments for people that want to shop alone.
Oh, that's a great thing. Okay, so 12 to 5.
Tuesday through Sunday.
Address and phone number.
1555 Yuba Street, 246-1959.
Oh, that's easy.
And then starting this Friday, the first Friday, it's going to go on for a year.
Yep.
Businesses downtown, many of the businesses will stay open from 5 to 8. And we thoroughly encourage our listeners and share this with your friends. To support our local businesses, it's tough right now, as you know, with the COVID going on, and those small businesses deserve your attention much more than the big box stores. And trust me, you can find almost anything you want there in our small businesses. And those small businesses include Ace Hardware, which are all privately owned.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for all you guys do.
Yeah, and I'm going to have a question. We've got a bunch of people that just dropped the new Enjoy. We have One Safe Place coming in at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about the needs there and what's going on with that event. But here's my trivia question for the two Redding Garden of Lights, which these are general admission, folks. That means any night you can go, and you know if you go online and buy a ticket, it has to be a specific date, a specific time. So the question is, in the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? Plus, you're going to $30 Black Bear Diner Bucks. We're going to take a break. You're going to call in and hang on because we're going to bring you on the air afterwards for these two tickets. In the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? Give us.
Come on, everybody. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Ride on the carousel. The most beautiful carousel you've ever seen.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Moderna Therapeutics preparing to ask U.S. and European regulators to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine.
The request comes as new study results confirm the shots offer strong protection. The company is ramping up the race to begin limited vaccinations as the coronavirus rampage worsens. Multiple vaccine candidates must succeed for the world to stamp out the pandemic, which has been on the upswing in the U.S. and Europe.
Correspondent Jeremy House warning of a surge upon a surge of infections. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling ABC's This Week that a vaccine is right on the horizon. Distribution expected to begin by the middle or toward the end of next month.
As for skepticism about the vaccines,
the process of the development of this vaccine has been one that has been scientifically sound. Safety has not been compromised. Scientific integrity has not been compromised. And the process of determining whether it works, whether it's safe and effective, has been independent by independent bodies and transparent.
That report from correspondent Ben Thomas. Well, don't be surprised to see Joe Biden hobbling around with a boot on his right foot for the next few weeks. He fractured that foot over the weekend.
Biden's office says he suffered the injury on Saturday while playing with one of his dogs. The Biden camp says he visited an orthopedist in Delaware on Sunday afternoon. Biden's doctor, Kevin O'Connor, says the scan found tiny fractures of two small bones in the middle of Biden's right foot.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The number of Americans signing contracts to buy homes fell for the second consecutive month in October. The National Association of Realtors saying a lack of homes for sale continues to thwart house hunters. The Dow down 325. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow? Are you ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts and bonuses targeted 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-754-83, 800-754-83, or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
A high-ranking Iranian security official claims that Israel used high-tech electronic devices to remotely kill a top military nuclear researcher.
The remark from the secretary of the country's Supreme National Security Council drastically changes the story of the Friday slaying of the nuclear scientist. Authorities initially said a truck exploded and then gunmen opened fire. A state TV Arabic language channel claims the weapons used were controlled by satellite, a claim also made Sunday by the semi-official Fars news agency. None of the outlets immediately offered any evidence supporting their claims. Israel has declined to comment on the attack. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Montenegro says it will follow through on its decision to expel the Serbian ambassador, despite calls from the European Union to reverse that decision. News and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump continues to allege tremendous cheating in the presidential election.
In his first TV interview since the election, the president told Maria Bartiromo of Fox News that the election was stolen.
This election was rigged. This election
was a total fraud.
And Mr. Trump claimed his team has plenty of evidence to overturn the election.
We're trying to put the evidence in, and the judges won't allow us to do it.
He said he hopes there's a path forward to victory, but that it will take a brave judge or a brave state legislature for that to happen. Greg Clugston, the White House.
DoorDash looking for a valuation of nearly $30 billion when it takes itself public, reflecting just how crucial food delivery has become in millions of people's lives during the pandemic. Company plans to raise up to approximately $2.8 billion from an IPO of 33 million shares, DoorDash experiencing explosive growth this year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Ashley's at the helm. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. National Mason Jar Day.
Mason Jar Day, National Moose Day, moose being the chocolate mousse.
What if they have just a national leaf day, you know, like, hey, today's National Leaf Day.
Nah, I can tell you, this is National U-Haul It Day or something. Anyway.
National Leaf Day is October 3rd.
Oh, well, they do. Okay, but they have Mason Jar Day and just about everything. Just how many are there today, national? How many items?
Let's see. I'm counting 7 on my little piece of paper here.
Okay.
It's also the last day of November, so sometimes.
All right, we do have a caller. Before I go to the weather, I wanted to...
Indian.
All right. Oh, well, no, because he may be calling in about... So we had a question... a trivia question that was in the song, Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? And whoever answers that question gets two admissions to Reading Garden of Lights. You know, these are like $15, $20 tickets, and those go for any night, which is happening now, and 30 Black Bear Diner bucks. Dave, let's go to the phones. Do you have an answer?
It's Indian, my friend.
Yes.
I believe I'm drinking out of my mason jar, but I think it's a hat.
What kind of hat?
A top hat. Yeah, a top hat.
A top silk hat. Yes.
All right, that's just an old silk hat. So that's good enough.
Oh, old silk hat. Well, the guy I saw was
Well, a top silk hat. That's what they used to make them out of.
Well, congratulations. You won, and thanks for hanging over. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
I'm just going to drink it out of my mason jar again. I've got some homemade hooch here that I made up, and it's pretty good. You guys are sounding a little flurry this morning, but other than that, it's all good.
It must be the way the signal sounds. I know it couldn't be you drinking your homemade juice out of your mason jar.
Apple pie this morning.
Yeah. Hey, okay, you can pick up. You know where?
A wonderful day.
Yeah, right. You too, and thanks a lot for calling
thanks,
in,
Dave.
Indian. And they'll be right down here at 1326 Market Street with your name on it. And
enjoy those lights. Yeah. Let me tell you, that's really something else. They're beautiful, yeah. And we can't encourage everyone enough that that's been such an addition to the North State. And we just want to we're so grateful for the fortitude of people coming together to make that happen. I'm going to do the weather really fast, and then we're going to talk about One Safe Place, and we have two fabulous guests with us here that's going to be talking a lot about what's happening during this time and what One Safe Place represents, et cetera. But right now, it's currently 38 degrees in the downtown studios. Today, we're going to have areas of frost and then sunny with a high of 63. Overnight lows tonight, 39. Tomorrow calls for 66. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows of 38. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high near 68 with northwest winds around 6 miles per hour. And mostly clear with a low of around 38. Thursday, mostly sunny, 67. Overnight, 37. Friday, the same, 67, 36. And as we progress throughout the weekend, Saturday sunny, Sunday sunny. So we don't have any rain in sight. We have beautiful days, chilly days. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
There you go. And with us today is Debbie Comente and Amanda Lampert from One Safe Place. And good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
This has been a interesting time, I'm sure, for One Safe Place.
Absolutely. For me, this is my first several months working with One Safe Place, and I have to say it's amazing. As Linda said, the community comes together on different levels, and in this case, I've been somewhat humbled by all the giving that goes on. Amanda's going to talk a little more in a minute about One Safe Place, but I am just going to recap a little bit that we did have Give Reading on November 20th, a week ago Friday, and with the help of O2 Staffing and Michelle Nystrom, who puts that together, I can't, it's almost speechless for me to see the amount of turkeys and hams and toys. Unbelievable. People literally would just stop off mistletoe, pull off the side of the street, run up, drop something up, or had toys. There was one young family, and the little girl gave $20 to Subway, and that was probably her hard-earned money. So
wow,
pretty amazing. All that was brought back with Caliber Office Furniture and Chris Cable, who does this every year, loads these trucks, brings them back to One Safe Place, and then we were giving out bags of food, and then for Thanksgiving. So people would come through that were clients, current or past, and would have the opportunity to pick up wonderful bags of goods. So that was pretty moving. Our community room was full to the brim. So that was really, really something. And then moving forward, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. We have a lot going on tomorrow, first day of December. Besides that, 24 days sweeps till Santa.
There's 25 days.
25. Well, it's the first,
ask
Carl.
Joe. Ask Joe. Ask Joe how many shopping days are there.
I don't challenge myself with Joe. That's right. Okay.
No, I mean, you know, guys look at Christmas early in the morning as being a shopping day.
True. Okay, I'll give you that.
All right.
Okay. He's owning it. Linda, I hope you come through.
She says, if I get one more comb this year, I'm going to slap you. But that's what,
then we can help you out at One Safe Place.
Yeah.
Hey, Debbie, I want to ask about the community room, if you don't mind backing up a little bit, because, you know, again, radio is very visual. And you talk about a community room and the toys and the turkeys and all that. Is a community room a place that now at that point you have these goods? And is it the volunteers that go in and say, okay, this family needs blah, 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 blah? What is the community room?
For us, it is just that. We use it for different events and or trainings and things. But on this particular day, it was filled with all the turkeys, all the hams, and then the toys are set up accordingly. For the day that we were giving away, Linda, it was just the food, Thanksgiving food. We made bags to help families have a meal.
Okay.
Then moving forward, we'll do something for Christmas where we actually have all those toys still in that community room. Mm-hmm. And we pull from that based on their wishes. So they may give us what they need, and we go to the tables accordingly to age and size of toys or clothing or gifts that these families now can give their kids a gift, or a child may say, I want to give my mom something.
I need to ask you a question before we take a break, because, you know, it's kind of like where my mind goes too, that once somebody comes to the location of One Safe Place, and I know you guys have what's been beautiful in our time of being in Shasta County is that One Safe Place, all of your services are under one roof, you know. But let me ask you something. When you talk about these families, after somebody's come in and maybe they've had the services and whether they've decided to go on their own, do you track them so you know that this family located at so-and-so, you know, are you counseling? Are there services afterwards? Because when you talk about all these families, they can't all be under the roof of One Safe Place. So how does that work?
Yeah, so there's definitely follow-up with those families, especially if they're still receiving services. Like if they are under a case manager, there's follow-up with them. One thing to know about Give Reading is that we did a drive-through. And so our staff put these bags together, and then clients would call in, kind of pick a slot where they would come, and then they came through a drive-through to pick up that bag. So no one actually came into the building except for our staff and the volunteers that we had for that day. So that way, you know, we kept it safe for everyone.
Oh, well, I wasn't even concerned about that. I was just trying to see what happened with the families when you talk about that. Like how...
So to answer, again, off based on what Amanda's saying, our services are continuously available.
Okay.
They come in, they have an advocate that works with them. Once they may move on or transition into housing, then there's still an advocate that follows up with them, that helps them get into their new home, if you will, or into a safe environment. And as Amanda said, the services are still available. They can call back and say, hey, I am still seeking something, even if they're not in the shelter. So it is under, as you said, one safe place. Everything's gathered there and can be conducted through that. We have clients, for instance, with these giving bags, 2 years past that we're coming in and taking advantage of it. So we still have that reach to them.
That's great. They always know they have a family there.
Unless they say we're very happy, we no longer need your services, we don't stop the services to them unless they clarify, I'm in a good place, thank you.
So that's what we want to talk about when we come back, because Giving Tuesday is tomorrow and you're thinking, okay, well, you know, with a lot of fundraisers not happening, it's very important with these donations now. So when we come back, I mean, there are certain questions that are arising in my mind that I would like to have the experts here today to clarify. Maybe you do too. You can call in and ask questions at 605-4567. Why we have our One Safe Place moment here today. And the question I have when we come back is, I know one time there was a number of how many people would go back into an environment. In holidays, COVID, on top of the holidays, we all have a tendency to kind of go back, no matter how bad it is. I could see how one would want to go back because it's what you know. In even though it could be violent or horrible, it still is what you know. So there was a number at one time. I want to see what's happening, if you guys kind of have an update. And what, you know, kind of what's happening, transpiring now in these times.
Okay, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business, and he runs his business as you wish everybody would, with the utmost integrity. He doesn't waste your time or your money. He can fix a little chip or crack over 2 feet in length. And during when it's cold like this and you turn on the heater in your car, that little bitty chip can turn into a very large crack. So don't fool around with your family safety. Get it repaired the proper way, and that's the Crackmaster way. Located at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Amanda Lampert and Debbie Comente from One Safe Place, 8:16 in the morning, 38 degrees out there.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily.
Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In November, we're discussing tricks of the trade and how to make your story really sing during this NaNoWriMo month. And in December, we're discussing frequently asked questions by you, our listeners.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Look, wait, here comes Santa Claus. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa, 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 Santa,
Santa. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR. Today, no COVID Christmas songs, okay?
Not yet.
Not yet. No. No, just none today, though.
Is the Christmas Can-Can by Straight No Chaser.
Love okay. It. Yep. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Carl and the Bot, phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, I hope. Yes. this portion of the show. Well, you know what? You never take anything for granted around here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Don't take them for granted, but I tell you what, they are there for our community. And when you have locally owned, locally run, local board of directors, people that are there to help you move your dreams forward. I mean, that's a big thing, and that's what Cornerstone Community Bank does. They are located at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center. I would really like the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center to be something new, but I will probably still say they're down in the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center. And, of course, 1845 California Street, right down the road here. And if you're in Red Bluff, at 500 Riverside Way. Cornerstone Community Bank. We're here with One Safe Place and Debbie Comente and Amanda Lampert. And we're talking about something big that's starting
tomorrow. Yes.
What is it?
Tomorrow is what we call at One Safe Place our holiday boutique, midweek, if you will. We're starting it. It will go on for 8 days, and this is another way. We have so many generous donors out there, but we thought we'd have a little fun because you just don't know what activities and events can be live. So this is an online auction. Starts December 1st tomorrow and runs through the 9th. We have over 100 items that people can shop. Very generous donors within the community. So we have lots of businesses that have donated baskets and gifts and Christmas items and Christmas gifts. Over 60 bottles of wine. We're going to do a wine pull. Bidder, high bid wins. Any bottle from $20 to $150. We had Marty Mosley come in and help us be the connoisseur, if you will, and make sure we were all in check. So this starts tomorrow. The link to go into is a greater giving link, and we will put that out on our website and our Facebook page tomorrow. We don't want people going in any sooner.
Oh, because I just went to One Safe Place and was like, where's the auction?
No. We had someone call in and ask if you could pay handsomely to get started early,
oh,
which was really cute. But
yeah,
we wanted to be fair. So that starts tomorrow. December 1st and runs through the 9th.
So it will be on your Facebook page.
The link will, yes.
Yes, and as well if you go to One Safe Place online, there'll be some kind of like auction.
Yes,
thing.
Where do you go to get into that fun shopping and outbidding one another?
Okay, so there's 100 items.
Over 100, yes.
Over 100, and when you go and you bid on the 9th, they will decree who has the highest bid.
Correct.
Okay. All right, so that's a good thing that you've got. Something else later on in the program we'll talk about as well. But we all know that many things that have been scheduled have not happened, and we're not sure when things are going to, you know, reschedule. So, and meanwhile, businesses have to run. People are in need. They do need services and a shelter, and life goes on. So we have to provide for that as a community, which we do have a very generous community, and we love being part of it. So that is our call to action today. And also, Amanda, in this next segment, let's talk to you about some of the details that you wish to discuss. I had posed a question. The national average is seven persons that are in a domestic situation will go back seven times. That's the national average.
Yeah, that's the national average. You know, if someone's leaving an abusive relationship, normally it takes seven times for them to leave that relationship for good. There's so many factors that affect that. It could be, you know, dealing with kids, wanting that person to have, you know, a say in their child's life. It could be related to hope. It could be related to just being in love with that person. It could be housing situation. Most of the time, financial situation as well, right? If it's a young mom with kids and it's not working, it's the choice between being homeless and being with their abusive partner. So there's so many factors that affect that. At One Safe Place, Angela has said that our statistic is a little bit lower, but I don't have that exact number. We are an open door facility, meaning people can seek services with us multiple times. Even if they choose to return to their abusive partner, we try as much as possible not to show any disappointment. We want survivors to know that they have an open door with us.
Excellent. Okay. And
yeah, I did want to mention a little bit about where we're at with One Safe Place. So since COVID-19, we've had a 40% increase in crisis calls and 27% increase in visits for service at the shelter. And beyond that, we've seen a really dramatic increase in the brutality of the cases, including homicides that have happened locally. This statistic didn't surprise us at all. We know that nationally we've seen that their numbers have increased as well, especially with the 24/7 crisis hotline. But we do want to reiterate that we're open. We're still, you know, we're still open for services. People can still come to us, whether if it's for counseling, to get a restraining order. Even though the courts look differently right now, you're still able to seek for those services.
Well, that, we knew that the numbers would be staggering and that they were going to look quite different than they did six months ago. Because everybody's a little tweaky and a little crazy right now. So can imagine if you're if you're in a situation that is already, you know what I mean, in a violent way.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, I know that you guys have to do extreme training, and what has maybe changed in the factor of, you know, get ready to see this, get ready to feel it, get ready to hear it. What you guys have to go through to accept people on the other side of the door when they come in.
Okay.
And I think that's really important that the people hear that and see that and feel that this morning as they are making their donations and calling in to do something, because you can't tell me that you're 6 degrees of separation from somebody who is in the middle of this or has experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when we come back, we've got a couple more minutes left here. Carl, you've got a couple announcements or something?
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. They have also been impacted by this COVID virus and all these regulations, but they have they are working at full tilt here. They work on appointments. So you give them a call at 244-9478. And disposable drapes, everything there. They're wearing masks. You wear a mask. They are doing a great job there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And it's man's last stronghold. I love going in there. I'll like it even better when this thing raises so you can find out what's going on in the world just by going in like a few minutes earlier than your appointment and listen to everything that's happening in the barbershop. You know, yes, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
The elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
How about now? Is it working yet?
Nope.
Are you on Channel 3?
Why do you keep asking?
Stop asking me why I keep asking mommy things. Wait, what remote are you using?
The one you handed me.
No, use the gray remote.
There are three of them.
Pick them all up and press the number 3.
Why isn't there an easier way to get all my shows?
I hear you. And we have something for this.
Thank you.
Fine. You know what? We're all reading books.
Stop switching inputs and switch to Dish and get Netflix, YouTube, and more at the push of a button. Dish, tuned into you.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering savings since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Boy, would save our sons and daughters.
Welcome Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Phone lines here 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:33 in the morning. About, 38 degrees out there. Is that right?
That's right.
That's right.
And we have frosty morning till 10 a.m.
That's right. And weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And Tobacco and Brew is bringing us this segment, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And it's around that gift-giving season, so you might be like a box of cigars that you want to give to, you know, to someone in your family. They have a tremendous selection of cigars and pipe tobaccos and any type of cigarette
and gifting.
I should say any type of tobacco
gifty
products.
Things,
lighters, all that kind of stuff. And they're open now, and they close around 7 p.m. So, Tobacco and Brew.
Great place to get your lottery tickets.
Any
kind of those scratch-offs.
I only do mine, of course. I buy lottery tickets when it gets up to the 100 million.
Because 100 billion.
I only buy when it's like 100 million. Like, I wouldn't accept a million.
Because you wouldn't have enough.
A million is just after they take taxes out. You know, and that's just, you know,
that's
what? True. That's chump change.
That's
Let's go for the 100 million. Hey, we're here with Amanda Lampert and Debbie Comente from One Safe Place. And we're so glad you're with us here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
me. And Amanda, you've got some really good advice here.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you help somebody that's in the middle of a situation?
Yeah, and so we get asked that question all the time. Actually, a lot of our calls are concerned family members or friends who see a friend that's going, you know, through an abusive relationship and just want to know how to reach out for help. And I think kind of a lot of the times, if you don't know what to do, you do nothing at all. And so it's important that everybody kind of has these tools in their belt, because as we know, domestic violence is not some faraway concept, but most of us probably have had either a friend or a family member or, you know, the person themselves have gone through a situation like that. And so with bystander intervention, you have active bystanders, so that's someone that is willing to speak up to do something, and then you have passive bystanders, and that's, you know, kind of the person that says, it's none of my business, I'm not going to intervene, or for whatever reason, don't think they're equipped to do anything. And so one of the scenarios that we're throwing out today is, you know, let's say you're at Home Goods, you're in shopping in some kind of section, and you see that there's an argument. Like, what would you do? If you see that, for the sake of our scenario, a man is grabbing a woman's arms, what would you do? Would you walk away? Would you say something? Like, how would you intervene in that situation? So the best thing that you could do in that situation, there are a couple of tips here. One of them is, if you see that a situation is really escalating and there's violence, you should absolutely call the police. The police can respond on scene, and as you know, we are a mandated state, which means that if they suspect domestic violence and there's visible bruises, that person will go into jail. So the second tip here, if it's not, you know, a domestic violence situation like that where there are, you know, you feel like you need to call the police, the other thing you can do is ask someone to intervene with you. So, again, we're at Home Goods, we're at a visible place, maybe you can pull somebody with you. Maybe you're there with your husband or your friend, or you can even go to the store clerk and say, hey, I think there's a situation coming, you know, going on over there in the corner. Can you come with me? Can you make sure that this person is okay? So that's another tip that, you know, you can use moving forward. Another thing you can do is distract. So if you feel like you're safe enough to do so, you can try to strike up a conversation with that person and, you know, hey, I really like your outfit. Where did you get that? Or what, you know, whatever way that you can distract that situation. Maybe you can even drop something towards that, where they're staying. So whatever thing you can do to distract that situation would be very good. Another thing you can do is just be a friend. I think being an active bystander is just knowing that you want to do to others what you would hope they would do for you. And so even just saying, hey, I'm concerned for your safety, there's a 24/7 crisis hotline that maybe you can talk to somebody about this and give them the resources at One Safe Place. So that's another thing. And then the final thing is make a racket. This just means you can bring unwanted attention like, you can let the person know that you're there. So let's say you're walking down an alley and you hear arguments. You know, you can pull out your phone and pretend like you're talking to somebody. You can, you know, put your music really loud on your car. You can let them know that they're not alone and they're not going to get away with what they're doing. So those are just some tips in the case that you're kind of like, you're a stranger and you see something that's happening. The bottom line here is we should do something about it. We don't just want to turn away.
The other thing too is, you know, if you get loud,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of the things we teach to stop somebody outside your zone of safety is to yell stop really loud. And what that does is it brings other people around you's mm-hmm. attention to what's going on. And I mean, just stop, just as loud as you can scream it. And that will have people start focusing on what you're seeing happening.
Mm-hmm.
Too. And you don't have to get close. You just have to yell. That might then also have an effect that now they've heard somebody yelling, that now they start looking around. Now other people are looking at them, that it may stop what's going on.
Yeah, I agree, and I think Amanda's, what we're teaching or sharing about bystanders mm-hmm. is oftentimes you think you're the only one seeing this and you don't want to be the only one speaking. But if you can rally with the people with you and make it a team effort, you're not the only one that's standing there and making a point to be loud in your case
yeah.
of what you're saying.
And then, you know, imagine four or five people yelling, stop, stop.
Right.
And then somebody calling the police at the same time.
I think if you can take action right then, you're going to be happy that you did rather than hear later that something terrible happened.
And you don't have to get within hand.
No,
you don't have to get any close to that.
And always team up if you can with someone.
And the good thing about Reading is, if something like that happens, all of a sudden there's three or four other guys jump in too, most of the time, to assist in this. But and it's domestic violence could be about kids too, so that's the other thing. And I realized, you know, a month or so ago, when y'all were on, it said there was like a 40% increase in phone calls during this COVID.
That's correct.
This COVID is locking kids and families together. The kids can't go to school where they can be seen by the teachers. You know, because a lot of times teachers are that first line there. They notice something's going on. Well, now they're seeing them on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe one of the family members has lost a job.
You can't really detect sadness or nuances over on a Zoom call.
I think it's affecting people all across the board. Those that don't even have a history of some of this going on, because we are confined to this space, and most of us are social creatures and need that human connection. But that human connection also includes when you're witnessing or seeing. That is a connection that you can step up to and be a part of and be compassionate with as a group, or, you know, get that extra help to help alleviate whatever that situation might be that you're witnessing.
And maybe it's just because I'm obtuse, but I have not seen a situation in public like that. Even though that I know they happen, mm-hmm. I have not been witness
yeah,
to
I
one.
Yeah, I personally have. I remember I was driving down, I forget the name of the road. I'm really bad with roads, but there's like a little bridge. It's closer to the hospital anyways. I saw a couple arguing very, very loud, and it looked like he was getting aggressive. And so, again, I just kind of like slowed my car down and kind of checking in what was happening over there. But I do think this happens in Reading, and I don't know if it's because of my profession, but I feel like it follows me around sometimes.
Well, you know, you're probably more aware of it and attuned to it. But I mean, like something obvious, like some guy's got a woman is shaking or something like that. I have not seen that, or a child. I have not seen that, but it doesn't. I know it happens.
Oh yeah.
And maybe I need to be a little bit less optics and start.
Maybe they don't do it around you, Carl.
It could be too.
Well, we've had a few screaming matches.
Well, that's you and me.
Yeah, we've had in the car, and thought, I hope somebody doesn't hear it.
That's passion, though. You get it out and you get it done with. Yeah.
Then we show up, hey, we're just fine. Adrenaline.
Yeah.
But, you know, we get it out.
There's
we move
on.
There is a difference. But I know when somebody drove up, they would think, oh, my God. you know.
We don't do it outside on the sidewalk.
No.
No, we don't do that.
No, but I'm just saying that.
No, but it shows that you're equals. If you can both scream in their relationship, at least you're not intimidated by Carl.
Right, exactly.
Ah, the producers followed on the ground in there. Ah. There have been times when one of our producers said, children, children, we're getting ready to go back on the air.
That's true. Funny.
That's right.
Bob Belongi did have to stop us a few times, but we've gotten much better. We've been married now going on 13 years.
It's okay, though. To me, it's better to speak loudly to each other and get it out than
it
not
out.
Speak at all.
Oh, yeah. Trust
because
me.
Obviously, Linda, when you don't speak at all, you're going to develop where, unfortunately, we have what we see at one safe place.
Right.
Well, Linda never, ever hesitates to let it out.
Linda and I are very similar.
Sure. I can imagine Joe and I could sit down and have a cup of coffee. And
you need to go to that barbershop.
Well, I've got another. I've got another really good friend that he and I. I mean, we hang out a lot, and we talk about our wives, especially when we're in a truck going someplace, go hunting or something. We talk about our wives, about things we will never say again.
Yes, of course.
Or comments that probably shouldn't have even been said.
Oh, we speak our minds, don't we, Debbie? But,
yeah,
you know, I
do.
Think it's important. I think it's healthy.
I do think it's healthy.
Yeah. I don't want to live with somebody that sits there and
you don't want to
lets
quiet.
It build up and build up and build up for like months.
Well, if you don't know, you don't know.
You don't know. You don't. You may have offended them.
That's right.
Anyway, hey, you got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite just got, like, you know, all stars on their reviews. Doug Tooley, veteran-owned business, they do great work. He can help you get your satellite in. He can help you with local programming. He can do a lot of things for you. And it's a local business. Don't call that 800 number. Call B&T Satellite at 241-3474, and they're going to be opened up at 9 o'clock today at 1007 Dana Drive, Suite A. That's B&T Satellite. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
The night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see?
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2, Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2, HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2, HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2, HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Quicken Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quicken Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer. Car wash coupons or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free or buy 10 and get three free. Quicken Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria.
Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott. And tomorrow, the 1st of December, we'll have Simpson University will be with us and a couple other guests.
Cool.
And then Wednesday, the Chief of Police. Friday, Congressman LaMalfa. Thursday will be a surprise because I don't remember right now. And with us is One Safe Place, Amanda Lampert and Debbie Clemente. And we've been talking about, gosh, ways you can intervene in a, if you see a domestic violence incident without getting yourself into a fist fight or a gunfight. And this, we talked about that. We've talked about tomorrow, and we've got to hit this one more time. Tomorrow you start you're having online.
We have our online auction starting tomorrow, December 1st through the 9th.
Plus, it's Giving Tuesday.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So what about Giving Tuesday?
Yeah, definitely. So every year, thank you for saying that. On Giving Tuesday, tomorrow, December 1st, you can give through the website northstategive.org/onesafeplace. So you may or may not be aware of Giving Tuesday. So it's after Thanksgiving. It's after Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and then Cyber Monday comes Giving Tuesday. So it's for us, it's a regional day. North State Gives, it's basically only for Shasta, Siskiyou, and Tehama counties. And so all of the money is, you know, stays local, and it's kind of the thought of give where you live. So we have that going on tomorrow. You can give anywhere from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. And all of the, you know, the money that you donate to One Safe Place is going to go towards children programs and children's services. We have a dedicated children's advocate now, which is so exciting.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yes. And beyond that, we have a lot of programs and things that we're gearing up for this upcoming year. We've had to change a lot of the model because of COVID-19, but we're very excited about giving children the support that they need.
The thing about this year is all of our nonprofits, you know, had almost all of their fundraisers canceled, and you've had major fundraisers that helped have been canceled. The Crab Feed and Dance.
Crab Feed is still out there. We're not sure
if
it will be
that's
live.
That's for next year.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
For next year.
Last year.
I mean, last
Correct.
Year.
You're right.
Last year, and then
you are right.
Dancing with the Stars,
yes,
and all those. So this is a good time to be able to help One Safe Place reach its goals. As close as they can get to be able to keep helping people in our community. And everybody they help is from our community. It's not just all women.
So no,
for men in
definitely
there.
Not. Yeah.
So to change the subject just a little bit, again, we want to thank Amanda Lampert and Debbie Clemente for being here today. What, Debbie, is your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, man. So it's funny you ask that because we have traditions that we've done where Thanksgiving we've watched Trains, Planes, and Automobiles or Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
And Elf. So I don't know which one.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
Traditionally what we'll pick on one of those
all
holiday
right.
Eves.
And Amanda?
Elf, 100%.
Elf, 100%. Okay, so now I have a question.
Wait a minute,
question.
What about me?
All
right.
She knows. What
I know, I don't. I
oh,
really don't.
Okay.
I want to know.
Die Hard.
Man.
I was going to say the same thing.
Well played.
It's a Christmas movie.
You know, that's funny because they just had a commercial with
Bruce Willis. Bruce,
yeah. Thank you. For Die Hard Battery.
Yeah, he crashed through it.
Wow, that's like a new one. That's clever.
That's clever. Well, my favorite movie, it's a Wonderful Life, great classic, is something I still watch over and over and over again. I love the music in it because it's a musical, and it's the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, so. Burl Ives.
Yes.
Okay, so here for $30 on Black Bear Diner Bucks, if you call 605-4567, in the classic 64 Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of Rudolph's faithful elf companion? Give us a call.
$30.
For $30.
That's right.
I just had to end with that because, you know, and it's all in claymation or animation,
yes,
or something.
That's a classic,
and,
for
oh,
sure.
Man. There's always tomorrow.
Oh, take it away, Linda. I'm trying to think of that.
Okay, you
on
can't
elf.
Say it.
I know.
You can't say it out loud.
I know. Can
six
I call
zero
myself?
4567.
Okay, final thoughts here. One safe place.
Well, thank you guys again for letting us be here.
We've still got like 5 minutes. So
I just had to change that up a little bit. Final thoughts.
No, I love that because I love Christmas. So
yeah.
Thank you. The only final thing that I wanted to say, we kind of went over, you know, what you would do if it was a stranger in a store or something like that. But the most common way to intervene is if someone in your life, like a friend or a family member, is going through domestic violence. What I would say is just be patient with that person. I know our first line of thought may be you need to get out of that situation, or, you know, he's not safe for you. But the best way to intervene is if you can stay open and if you can express concern for their safety but not talk down about their relationship. That allows that person to come back to you and talk to you about that in the case that they return to that abusive situation.
They build a trust with you.
Exactly.
If you become judgmental, which is easy to do when you're seeing someone very hurt or emotionally distraught.
And they keep going back, and you're like, what are you doing? You know, people
don't
want to hear
something
it.
About it. So if we can open our hearts to their heart and be compassionate and not judge, as Amanda said, we build a trust with them. They're more likely to speak to you and then take some wisdom.
Yeah, definitely. And just even saying, I believe you. This isn't your fault. You don't deserve to be abused. Those are just common sayings, but can be so validating to a survivor.
And, you know, and under these situations we're in right now, where there is so much pressure on the family because maybe your business is not considered essential and you shut down, and all of a sudden, you know, you've got a business that's got 20 families relying on you and they shut you down. And so those 20 families who have been doing fine, you know, maybe, you know, there's been some things, but they've been doing fine. All of a sudden, there is incredible
hardship.
Pressure to just, you know, and especially around Christmas time, because you want to have a Christmas for your kids and your loved ones and all that, and there's just not any money there. So be aware that there's going to be maybe more instances of domestic abuse, and it can go either way on this thing.
Absolutely.
Too.
Definitely.
That, you know, that the wife has had it, and she's screaming and yelling and hitting. So, I mean, you need to be able to, like you said, have an open mind. Try to, you know, you're not interposing yourself, but you're just being a listener.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Being a listening ear is very validating. And I just want to end by saying again, if you do need services at One Safe Place, please don't hesitate to call our crisis hotline. We're at 530-244-0117. Basically, 244-SAFE. If you need services, we are 24/7.
Thank you so much.
And tomorrow, you're starting your auction. And how do you get on that?
So tomorrow, we will post the link that guides you to the auction, and that will be on our website and our Facebook page. But we aren't disclosing that link till tomorrow.
Okay, guys, we still haven't had anybody call in on the trivia yet, and that is the 64 classic, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which, you know, is one of my all-time favorites. I have to watch it every year because it gives me that yummy, it's Christmas time feeling. What was the name of Rudolph's faithful elf companion? And if you call here, 605-4567, we have $30 to give you from Black Bear Diner Bucks. And we all know, we have these gift certificates that go to the 31st of the end of this year. So we want to make sure that you get them and you can go get your pie, or you can take your family, or you can get to go, stuff and bring it, home.
Yeah, they have to go, they have to go meals. Yes. They have all types of things there at Black Bear Diner.
So give us a call this morning. This isn't hard, you guys. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I don't know why. Pull on over and give us the answer.
Okay, it's not George. I'll help you.
I cannot remember.
Okay,
it's
well.
It's not George.
It's 64.
It's not George, is it?
No, but
okay,
don't
I just
even throw
sure.
names out there well, because there is somebody
not,
in there.
I know, but it's not George. I just said don't call in and say, George? No, that's wrong. I've already told you. That's not
George.
No,
I don't
right
like
answer.
It when you give hints.
That's not, how well, could
might,
that be a
it might entice the caller to call now. They know it's not look, George.
Debbie, Debbie's
yeah,
looking it up right now. So, and then as soon as she walks out
cheat.
Of the studio.
All
right,
guys, I'm not
give us a
cheat.
Call before the show's hour. We start the morning
with
that.
As soon as she walks out of the studio, she's going to call and win. So,
yeah.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. Carl and Linda here. We'll be back tomorrow. And just remember, it's good guys against bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.